Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are here to preview their Juno Piano Series concert tomorrow at Northern Light United Church, 7 p.m. We have founder of the series, pianist John Hayes. Welcome to the show, John.
Hello. Thanks for having us here.
And visiting pianist Nick Temple. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. It's been wonderful.
All right. So 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday, at Northern Light United Church. Why don't we start off, John Hayes, what are we listening to right now, and how does that relate to your concert?
Well, this is Beethoven's fourth piano concerto. So just the quickest overview of concerto is you have a orchestra of instruments playing, and then you have a solo instrument. So in this case, the solo is piano. We do not have an orchestra available to us, so we simply have the orchestra part played by a second piano.
Okay.
So that's partly why we're at the Northern Light Church, is because they have two grand pianos in the space. And this is a piece probably for like a decade of my life. I've like, I want to play this.
All right.
And now is my opportunity I've created to finally perform this.
Very cool. The Juno Piano Series, you started it. Remind me when?
Right about a year ago was, I think, 2018 October was the first concert of Juno Piano Series. And I started that basically because, well, the Jack, about a year and a half or 2 years ago now, got their beautiful new Schimmel grand piano, and the piano simply needed to be used. And Juno in general doesn't have a great abundance of solo classical piano playing, so
okay.
I wanted to make that happen.
So the series will continue tomorrow night, and you've invited Nick up here. Nick Temple, how do you find Nick? How do you guys know each other?
Oh, well, we did our undergraduate degree at Southern Oregon University. Mm-hmm. And that was, I was at Southern SOU, I think, 2010 through 2014, and Nick was like 1 year after me.
All right. Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like John said, we met at SOU, and I actually grew up in the town that Southern Oregon University is in, which is Ashland, Oregon. And I've been involved with music for a long time since I was a kid, and met the piano instructor there at Southern Oregon when I was young, when I was 11 or 12, and worked with him on and off, and then started taking lessons with him when I was 16. And that led to me studying music at Southern Oregon with Dr. Tutnov. And of course, that's where I met John, and we just hit it off because we agree on a lot of things musically, and we've worked together a lot in the past. And so, I actually came up here and did a solo recital for his series last year, and then this year, coming back and doing these concertos, and you know, it's a lot of fun to work on. I guess we've had three rehearsals in the last 3 days.
Yes.
Putting these together, which has just been a lot of fun. And it's always great to come up here, and I've really enjoyed it so far, I guess.
So you two will be playing at the same time for most of tomorrow night? Is that right?
All of tomorrow night,
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I open with me playing the solo of Beethoven's concerto and Nick accompanying. And then he solos on Grieg's piano concerto with me accompanying.
Okay. Let's talk more about Beethoven and Grieg here in just a second. Nick, I have one of your pieces pulled up here. Can you set us up for this so we can share it with our listeners?
Oh, sure. This is it's a recording actually from my undergraduate. It's a piece by Rachmaninoff. It's one of his really early pieces that he later went back in life and sort of revised and added some stuff in, but I've always preferred the original version from when he was younger. And it's just called Melody, and it is. It's a very Rachmaninoff-style melody. It's enormously long melody that just repeats itself three times with different variation, and that's actually the whole piece. And I think this recording was from my third year at Southern Oregon University. I'm delighted to be able to share it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is this tune to play? 10 being like crazy hard.
Oh, no. It's I wouldn't say it's terribly difficult. You know, with anything like this, it's a slow piece. And so I'd say maybe a 3 or a 4. But then, of course, to do it musical justice, you know, takes a certain amount of depth, I suppose.
Here's Nick Temple on piano. So, John Hayes, I just saw you sort of conducting with your arm. What is it you like about this song or Nick's playing in general?
Oh, my gosh. Well, sometimes it's I'm not officially a conductor, but music kind of physically creates emotion in me sometimes. So, and with Nick's playing, you can definitely tell that there's a thought happening inside the head that's translated to the piano. And as an audience member to that music, it kind of just makes me want to move a little bit. You know, it's funny, we're doing concertos and we don't have like a conductor playing the orchestra or conducting the orchestra, but there's a lot of movement in the music making that we have to do tomorrow night, because we have like eye contact, but we have to like breathe or like do something with the shoulders, or occasionally we might even like wave an arm up in the concert to
what
make
does that
things
mean?
Happen in
what
time.
What does the arm up mean?
Rescue me, please.
The scale ends now.
Yeah, no, there's a certain amount of conducting between ourselves you have to do in a collaborative setting like this, and there's a certain amount of, we have to breathe at the same time in certain phrases where we're, you know, maybe stretching the time out or really waiting for a chord to decay the right way in the hall.
Yeah.
We move on from that.
A part of it is straight up mind reading, but maybe only 70%. The final bits of it has to be physicalized. And I guess that's always been a cool thing about music to me, is that it manifests. The sound happens and then it enters your brain, and then, well, it goes into your brain, it's in your body, and your body has to like do something.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of pianist John Hayes. Also in the studio is Nick Temple. They're playing a concert tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. This sounds like a lot of fun. Is there a cost to get in tomorrow?
General admission is $20. Okay. Seniors are $15. And students and youths are $5.
And where do proceeds for this go?
It all goes right into Juno Piano Series, whose umbrella organization is the Juno Arts Humanities Council.
And bringing more musicians like Nick to town?
Right.
Got it. When is the next concert?
The next one is actually very soon. Oh. It's September 28th, back at the Jack, 7 p.m. It's a pianist I did my master's with, Eleni Persephone Stavranou. She's currently doing her doctorate at University of Arizona, Fred Fox School of Music. And
all right. Well, come back on the show and tell us about that. But before we go, Nick, I don't think I had a chance to ask you what you appreciate about the music of Grieg.
Oh, you know, Grieg's a very interesting composer in that he represents, for a long time, musical culture in Europe up until the 19th century was really dominated by, at first, Italian composers and then French and German composers pretty much exclusively. And then slowly, you know, the Russian school started to come in. And Grieg represents the first of this school of quasi-nationalist composers. He was a Norwegian composer. He used a lot of Norwegian folk melodies and Norwegian sensibilities in his music. And he has this delightful way of having characters in his music. It's almost it's theatrical or dramatic in a way like that, that makes it very easy to get into the music. His harmonic language isn't overly complex, but sometimes he'll do things that are very complex, but they sound so natural because it's so much in the spirit or in the character of the piece. It makes my job easier as an interpreter. Maybe that's why I like it so much. But mostly it's just because really to me it's just great music, and it's very engaging even for people that aren't necessarily classical music aficionados. They can still appreciate what he has to say.
Okay. That's Nick Temple. You can see him tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. Are you encouraging people to get tickets beforehand, John?
That's always a good thing.
All right.
Why not?
At jahc.org? Is
yep.
that a good place?
Yep.
Okay. 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And in classical music speak, again, tell us exactly what you'll be doing for our listeners.
The program?
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a concerto concert with two pianos. So I'm playing Beethoven 4th Piano Concerto in G major, which is kind of start to Beethoven being romantic in his style. And then we have authentically late romantic composer Grieg Piano Concerto in A minor performed by Nick Temple. And it's going to be very good.
All right. Thanks, guys. 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Northern Light United Church. Thank you.
Thank you.